Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by the manager, Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. And Felipe, we'll start here. How was the All-Star break?
First of all, thanks for having me. It was great. It was great. Going into half of the season, or just a little bit after half of the season, to take a few off days always help, not only physically but mentally, kind of recharge, refocus. Three plus solid days.
You guys are playing pretty good baseball going into the All-Star break. Had the tough game on Friday, but rebounded nicely with a doubleheader sweep on Sunday. How nice is it to see your team pull through with a couple close wins like that?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. Like, the team's playing a lot better the last several weeks. Last 2.5 been kind of weird with the weather, like not being able to go on the field full time. I think that showed a little bit towards the end of our previous series. And then heading into that first game after a four-game break, you could see it took us about a day to kind of rebound and get into the field things. But I've been playing a lot better last several weeks, pitching a lot better. Our hitters are, coming up with bigger bats, and I think things are rolling in the right direction.
I thought it was interesting there, going back to the last homestand, there was plenty of rain. You got most of the games in, but because of that, didn't get much on-field work, and it feels like you haven't really taken on-field BP in a long time prior to today. So how nice was it to kind of get out there and kind of go back to the normal routine?
Oh, nice. Ran through it pretty good. We're able to get guys out early for this defensive work as well. So it always helps once you're back into your normal routines and to the normal, side of things. So like I said, even over there at Salem, we struggled to get on the field for a pregame work, and finally being able to do it back home means a lot.
A big theme for you guys in the second half has been the starting pitching's been very good. It was a great series for them out in Sam, for the bullpen in general too, with Davey Cruz pitching the way he did on Sunday, Edgar Portes after the game was suspended. But ultimately, what's made these guys, I guess, the drive for them to keep being better? How well have they played, in your opinion, the last few weeks?
Well, you have to go through the growing pains, and we have young kids, we have young arms, people that are just getting introduced to the level. So you have to go through those. Davey, 19-year-old kid, pitcher last year, but obviously he's still kind of getting into the field thing. So yeah, you have to go through those growing pains, and that's what happened to me during first half of the season, where they're stalling and feel for their stuff, they're building up, they're building more confident. So all that combined definitely leads to what we're seeing now.
I want to follow up with Davey. What have you seen that's different about him this year, especially lately compared to last year?
He's much more mature, definitely. He's always been a pitcher that's been able to use all his arsenal. Last year's, this young kid, 160, getting exposed to a level maybe he wasn't quite ready, and he still did do it. It's just it took a little toll towards the end because of the innings maybe, and all the stuff that comes with it, the travel, the moving around. So finally, coming here from the beginning and going through the build-up at the beginning of the season, and then now, getting things settled in. He looks very comfortable on the mound, his confidence. He's a kid that's come a long ways for sure.
We're talking with manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. A few more things for you, Felipe. Some player movement over the last weekend: Elio Prado and Jared Beck both got moved up to Aberdeen. And two players that really seemed like they improved a lot from day one. Jared Beck really ended on a roll, and Prado was one of your top hitters at the top of the order. But what do you make of the way they really developed this year under you guys?
To start with Jared, had him here last year for a little bit, and he's come a long ways with Velo, with the way his body is moving, with confidence, obviously. You get exposed to pro baseball for a few, several weeks, and you're kind of just getting your feet wet. But then this year, for a guy like him to be able to start and go along and being able to develop his weapons, as we say, his pitches, huge part of his development. And then with Elio's a guy that's been around us for a while, so I'm really happy for him. He's a guy that's dealt with, injuries, hasn't been able to stay on the field till this year, and he's finally there, he's finally healthy, he's finally getting the reps he needs. Awesome kid, deserves every single bit of what's happening to him, with the development, and then also, getting promoted.
It's got to be a great feeling for you to deliver that news, to tell them you're moving up to the next level.
Oh, for sure. And like I said, a kid like Elio that we had for a few years now, and knowing the kind of player, knowing the kind of human being he is, and knowing like the effort throughout the year, especially last couple of years, to like being able to stay healthy and staying on the field, like it means a lot to a guy like him. You know, Ernie's, you know, go keep doing your thing.
Felipe, I appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Felipe Rojas-Alou Jr., the manager for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're back with Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.